I don't know why I didn't try the Lord many years ago. It would have saved me so much misery. My foolish mind couldn't find what it was really looking for. Now it's a good life living for the Lord.
It's a Good Life, a program brought to you by Lewis Woodard Ministries of Fruitland Park, Florida. I'm your speaker, Lewis Woodard. Let me invite you to stay with me for these next few minutes for Bible study, fellowship, and prayer. Why? Because it's a good life. The Bible says in Psalm 118 and verse 24, "This is the day which the Lord hath made. We will rejoice and be glad in it." Well, I hope that you're rejoicing today, and I'm rejoicing not only because the Lord has made this day, but because you have joined with me today to look into the Word of God. Today we're going to look in John chapter 6, and we're going to read several verses today throughout the Word of God. Let me remind you today that you can write to me, Lewis Woodard, 497 Judith Avenue, Fruitland Park, Florida, 34731. You can receive a free transcript of this program. I'll be glad to send that to you. And that's provided to us through a ministry of BibleTranscripts.com. BibleTranscripts.com. If you'll go to that website, you'll be able to look there. And if you need something transcribed, these folks would be glad to do that for you. BibleTranscripts.com. Also, let me remind you that you can look at our website, LRWM.org. LRWM.org. On that website, you'll be able to download this program and other programs of It's a Good Life. You can also look at a PDF copy of the transcript, and you'll also be able to copy that or take that for yourself, put it on your computer, put it and reprint it, whatever, off of the website, LRWM.org. Well, today in John chapter 6, verses 1 and 2 says, "After these things, Jesus went over the Sea of Galilee, which is in the Sea of Tiberias, and a great multitude followed him, because they saw his miracles, which he did on them that were diseased." Well, there are several kinds of people today who follow Jesus, and we know that we see those people every day, and we fit somewhere in the category of the kind of people who follow Jesus. First of all, I believe there are those people who are the bread seekers. These are the people, according to John chapter 6 and verse 26, it says there, "Jesus answered them and said, Verily, verily, I say unto you, ye seek me not because ye saw the miracles, eat of the loaves, and were filled." Now, if you read this section of Scripture, John chapter 6, you'll find that Jesus fed the 5,000. And these people followed him. And they didn't follow him because of the spiritual things that Jesus offered them. In other words, he said he was the bread of life. But they followed him not for those things that could lead them or take them to heaven, which was Jesus himself. They didn't follow him because of that. They followed him because they wanted their stomachs filled once again. And these people had their feigned hunger for the bread of life, and according to John 6:35, was to secure the bread that perisheth. And their interest was strictly material. Their motives were wholly something that, when I say wholly, I'm saying W-H-O-L-L-Y, it was wholly to seek something that would satisfy them physically and not spiritually. A lady once said, "Well, I thought when we became members of the church, they would help us." We see those people today in our midst, in our churches today, who simply come to church because they want something done for them physically. These people are bread seekers. They're not seeking after the Lord as their Savior. I'm not passing judgment and saying that these people are not saved. I'm simply saying these people are looking for something for nothing. In other words, they're the ones who want the social gospel. They want something to make them feel good. And we're going to see that in just a few moments. But these people are bread seekers. And then we see those people who are glory seekers. In 3 John, in verse 9, the Bible tells us about someone there, and he says, John writing says, I wrote unto the church, but Diotrephes, who loveth to have the preeminence among them, receiveth us not. Now, these people that we're looking at now are glory seekers. First we saw the bread seekers, now you see glory seekers. Diotrephes belonged to this classification, glory seekers. He was willing to work in the church if he could have the preeminence. And this, of course, is true of many today. These people have a big shot complex. They are selfish and self-centered. They think the whole world revolves around them. I'm sure you've seen the people who want to be seen constantly by doing something either during a church service, or they want to be recognized for the things that they do, quote-unquote, for the Lord. They want to be seen for their much doing, quote-unquote, for the Lord. These are those people who are glory seekers, such as Diotrephes. According to the Word of God, these people need to learn humility. In Matthew chapter 18, verses 1 through 3, it says, At the same time came the disciples unto Jesus, saying, Who is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven? Jesus called a little child unto him, and set him in the midst of them, and said, Verily I say unto you, except ye be converted and become as little children, ye shall not enter the kingdom of heaven. Chapter 23, verses 11 and 12 of Matthew says this, But he that is greatest among you shall be your servant, and whosoever shall exalt himself shall be abased, and he that shall humble himself shall be exalted. You have the bread seekers, and you have the glory seekers. They were around in Jesus' day, and they're around in our day as well. Secondly, or thirdly, I believe that we see those people who are seeking or who follow Jesus who are the critical. In John chapter 12, verses 3 through 8, it says, Then took Mary a pound of ointment of spikenard, very costly, and anointed the feet of Jesus and wiped his feet with her hair. And the house was filled with the odor of the ointment. Then saith one of his disciples, Judas Iscariot, Simon's son, which should betray him, Why was not this ointment sold for 300 pence and given to the poor? Verse 6 of chapter 12 of John says this, This he said, not that he cared for the poor. In other words, Judas said this, not that he cared for the poor, but because he was a thief and had the bag and bare what was put therein. Then said Jesus, Let her alone. Against the day of my burying hath she kept this. For the poor always ye have with me, but me ye have not always. Well, in Mark chapter 14, verses 3 through 5, the Bible also says, And being in Bethany in the house of Simon the leper, as he sat at meat, there came a woman having an alabaster box of ointment of spikenard, very precious, and she brake the box and poured it on his head. And there were some that had indignation within themselves and said, Why was this waste of the ointment made? For it might have been sold for more than 300 pence and have been given to the poor. And they murmured against her. Well, you know, you have those folks around today. And once a person is critical, once that person has that critical spirit, it overflows into the people around. One person can cause others to have a critical spirit. These are those people who follow Jesus, those who are critical of anything and everything that is done for the Lord and for the work of the Lord. We've got to be careful with that. We need to pray daily, Lord, help me. Help me not to have that critical spirit. Help me, Lord, to be one who brings joy and peace and love to those people around me so that people can come to know the Lord Jesus Christ. Well, no matter how unfounded an adverse criticism may be, there's always others who will join in and echo this. Ecclesiastes chapter 9, verse 18 says, One sinner destroyeth much good. Proverbs 6, 16 through 19 says, These things doth the Lord hate, yea, seven are an abomination unto him, a proud look, a lying tongue, and hands that shed innocent blood, and a heart that deviseth wicked imaginations, feet that be swift in running to mischief, a false witness that speaketh lies, and listen now, and he that soweth discord among the brethren. Please do not sow discord. Please follow Jesus for the right purpose and the right reason. Be the right kind of person. The fourth type of individual or individuals that we see are the fearful. In Mark chapter 4, verses 36 through 41, it says, "And when they had sent away the multitude, they took him, even as he was in the ship. And there were also with him other little ships. And there arose a great storm of wind, and the waves beat into the ship, so that it was now full. And he was in the hinder part of the ship, asleep on a pillow. And they awake him, and say unto him, Master, carest thou not that we perish? And he arose and rebuked the wind, and said unto the sea, Peace be still. And the wind ceased, and there was a great calm. And he said unto them, Why are ye so fearful? How is it that ye have no faith? And they feared exceedingly, and said one to another, What manner of man is this, that even the wind and the sea obey him?" People follow Jesus out of many reasons. Some follow him out of fear. Jesus said to this tempest-tossed, scared group, "Why are ye fearful, O ye of little faith?" Matthew chapter 8 and verse 26 talks about that. And fear is the product of a little faith. Our faith needs to be increased today. And how can it be increased? Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. Trust Jesus. Ask Him into your heart. And then you grow in faith by studying and reading the Word of God. The next group are those people found in 2 Corinthians chapter 8, verses 1 through 5. These are the sacrificial people. Here is one example of some people giving more than they were able, but this is very unusual with the people of Christ, and that's hard to understand. But there are those people today who refuse to give to the cause of the Lord. I'm not speaking necessarily of money. I'm speaking, first of all, that these people that we read about in 2 Corinthians chapter 8, verses 1 through 5, they first gave of themselves. God wants you. He already has enough money. He owns a cattle on 1,000 hills. And the Christian life is a life of sacrifice. We should present our bodies a living sacrifice unto God. Romans chapter 12 and verse 1 talks about that. And finally, we see the faithful unto death who follow Jesus. Paul is one example. He entered the race to win. He embraced the faith even unto death. He said, "I am now ready to be offered. I have kept the faith, and henceforth there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day, and not to me only, but unto all them also that love his appearing."
You've been listening to It's a Good Life Radio. To request a free transcript of this program, you can write to Dr. Woodard at 497 Judith Avenue, Fruitland Park, Florida, 34731. Visit our websites, lrwm.org or itsagoodliferadio.com. We know you will be blessed. This program is listener supported. Support your local church first. Any gifts to support this ministry can be sent to LRWM at 497 Judith Avenue, Fruitland Park, Florida, 34731. Until next time, this is Doug Anderson reminding you, it's a good life living for the Lord. May the Lord bless you richly is our prayer.